This podcast is brought to you by Mold Solutions and Inspections. You can find us online at biowashing.com. In this episode, we will be discussing water extraction, the first 24 hours, part 2. Controlling microbial activity at a restoration site may require the use of chemical agents. The EPA has defined three levels of biocidal activity. Sanitizer, a cleaning or disinfecting treatment designed to reduce the number of pathogenic microorganisms to a safe level. This is the lowest level of biocidal activity. Disinfectant, a solution designed to destroy or inhibit the growth of microorganisms, but not necessarily their spores. Sterilizer, a product designed to destroy all microorganisms, fungi, bacteria, viruses, etc., and their spores. To understand what materials the product will treat effectively and what health and safety risks they present, it is important to become very familiar with the product's label. The use of biocide or an antimicrobial agent may or may not be advisable. However, general procedures that are antimicrobial in nature are always employed, such as ensuring that building materials are dried quickly to prevent microbial damage from occurring. Most antimicrobials require that the area of application be vacated by occupants and pets during application and for a period of time after application. And because of this, use of such materials should be done so only by certified and insured companies. Understanding the category of the water loss will then dictate the means of remediation and what chemicals will be needed. Thanks for joining us. This concludes part 2 of Water Extraction, the first 24 hours. You can sign up for our podcast on iTunes or click the link on our website at biowashing.com.